My eyes are fixed on her beauty. My mind wants to dwell on the flow that comes from her, filling me with sparks of her wisdom. Beauty has no virtue of its own. It just is. Does a flower know its beauty? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I long to behold her beauty forever. She fills the sky. All stars are the embroidery of her robes. Even the sliver of the moon holds her veil in place. Her graceful feet are hidden by the hem of her dress, and all the silver stars tingle at every one of her moves, letting me know she's near. My ears are open to receive the sparks of her wisdom, and my mind is like the ear the flower fills with its fragrance. All the corners of the earth receive their share. Beauty invokes magic, and the mind becomes spellbound for a brief moment. All clutter stops to be receptive. Wafts of the undescribable fragrance of divine wisdom fills all spaces. If only the mind could retain that stillness, so that the light of the sun can reflect to the moon. The sphere of light is growing larger and larger and brighter, like a thousand suns. The light streaming forth leaks through the clouds of the mind, creating a beautiful disk, Divine Mother, in its center. My eyes are absorbed in her beauty. My mind becomes intoxicated by those streaming rays of brilliant white light. I commend my mind to remember all and everything, to indulge just for a brief moment, just once with all its power to recall the smallest detail. But already the light gets dimmer. The sun is sinking over the horizon, and my hands are too small to hold this even for a brief moment. Darkness envelops all surroundings. Now I can only wait for her glorious return. I am her child because she is the mother of this universe. She will come again, and someday she might carry me and take me with her. Is darkness eternal space and time? How will I know my place in the universe? I don't know who I am beyond this fragile body. My mind is like that blackness where nothing seems to happen. Dark waters forming a lake. No moon reflects a silvery light. This must be the end. Maybe it is a stillness before the storm of new creation. Like the faint glimmer of a distant star, a thought arises in my mind. Desire awakens, strong and powerful, to create in my mind a white bird who will transverse the space from me to her. Beautiful bird, where did you come from? Where's your home? Be my divine messenger. On the wings of the white bird, my spirit soars. Little bird, perch on her shoulder, be near her heart, be my receptacle for her advice and guidance. Listen strenuously if necessary. Don't miss the smallest details. Her message means life or death. My mind has run its gamut, bringing only darkness. The mother of this universe will send some ray of light, whisper words of comfort and hope. The mind has its share of power, to no avail, leading me in the dark valley of sorrow. Her light will open the door of my heart. Is my name not Radha, cosmic love? Am I not her very own? Divine Mother's many faces, European, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, her many names so sweet and melodic. A crystal appears in different hues reflected in it. The earth is one single unit floating in space, cut up into many, many pieces. We call countries. All these different cultures, human characteristics, fear, anger, humor, pain. Maya keeping things concealed within the kernels of the pomegranate, pulsation of consciousness, personified as goddess, mother of earth, mother of the universe, light of the absolute, the vibrating power of consciousness, energy to express, create, change, destruction, no split, different variables, mental activity during day, sleep, thoughts, dreams, memory, same power, Maya, pure energy in that hidden place of the moon. The body disintegrates. The light of consciousness will not. Divine Mother, who had that great blessing to recognize you first? Was it in your terrible form, producing, devouring by striking thunder? Or was it in your beauty, warmth, and sweetness? When I met you first, my heart was a dark, empty cave. My mind clouded by loneliness and despair. No mother but a kind washerwoman, low caste, took me into her arms, caressing my head. She, your manifestation, full of compassion, gave comfort to the lost child. And later, when agony took over again, when tradition was given a share, heart rendered to pieces, all legs are broken, the voice of authority roared loud and powerful. Your sins, look at your sins. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is.